Green hydrogen has started to be the next best thing being considered by the federal government in its 104-page National Hydrogen Strategy, first announced in 2024. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese wants to integrate this into Australia's export market industry, despite the technology will consume high volume of water and may not solve clean energy issues. But how effective will it be against calls for more renewable energy batteries and electric vehicles? Races Edge reporter Thomas Skoutis speaks to Adjunct Associate Professor Maddox Sheehan, Professor in Chemical Engineering at James Cook University, to find out more.
All of this technological change and move to green hydrogen is driven by aiming to address climate change and climate impacts and trying to really reduce carbon emissions, be that through energy sector, transport sector or heavy industry sectors such as steel and fertiliser production. Green hydrogen fits a niche in there. It's an energy-rich material that can be used to convert into electricity, for example, or used to generate heat and energy.
So how much water is actually needed to produce green hydrogen? Sounds like it's way more than expected.
So you'd use an electrolyser to take water and to split it into hydrogen and oxygen. And then you would separate the hydrogen, purify the hydrogen out, and you get your new fuel source. So right at the very heart of green hydrogen production is it requires water to produce and crack the hydrogen in the first place. That water that we use to create hydrogen there is what we would call a direct water use. It's a stoichiometric chemical reaction equation for producing hydrogen from water. But there's a whole lot more water involved making hydrogen throughout the whole life cycle of the process. In fact, it can be up to 20 times more water required to run all the ancillary equipment compared to the water at the crux of the electrolyzer process.
Are there any regions in Australia that might struggle to meet the water demand for hydrogen production?
There's really been very little successful green hydrogen production undertaken so far in Australia at all. So it's pretty difficult for me to go to examples of functional and working processes because they're not really happening as yet. Australia is one of the driest inhabited continent on the planet. There may be opportunities, for example, in major cities like, for example, Adelaide or Perth, where desalination is a really important part of the water cycle.
How do you think the government plans to balance water use between hydrogen production and other needs like farming or drinking water?
I think broader applications of that are going to be very, very tricky with the huge quantities of water that are used. So it's not an all or nothing situation. I don't see the potential of green hydrogen as a kind of a substitution and solve all of our problems. I'm an expert in sustainability, and there's a whole range of different aspects associated with sustainability. And carbon emissions, climate change is one of those, but water and water use and water scarcity is another one of those sustainability issues. None of us can survive, and we can't farm, we can't run other industrial processes, we can't do mining without access to water as an essential ingredient to life and economic societies.
Going on to vehicles, between electric vehicles and hydrogen-powered vehicles, which do you think is more practical for everyday drivers?
I could be slightly biased here, Thomas, because I own an electric vehicle and I absolutely love it. But if I take off my electric vehicle driving hat and I put on my chemical engineering sustainability hat, Yeah, I honestly think it's a bit of a no-brainer that batteries are going to win that race. The development of battery systems and battery productions are really far more advanced than our systems for making green hydrogen, converting hydrogen to fuel for use in vehicles. Now, they're probably, again, a niche applications. For example, in heavy transport applications, so trucks, where the size of the battery and the range of transport forces those trucks into approaching more of a hydrogen-based solution to transport. You know, it's not only about water, and it's not only about the most advanced technology comparing hydrogen and batteries. Kind of also, comes down to there are really significant safety issues associated with hydrogen use within vehicles. Hydrogen itself is 10,000 times less dense than petrol-based fuels, for example.
So what you're saying is just keep to electric?
What I'm saying is because hydrogen is so light, it's necessary if you want to use hydrogen in vehicle and transport applications, you're going to have to pressurise that hydrogen enormously. And that just creates dangers around, a very high-pressure canister sitting inside that vehicle having to contain that hydrogen at higher densities. Other issues around hydrogen, it's an incredibly small molecule, and it really loves, and it's very easy to escape from tanks. Hydrogen can, move its way through steel welds, for example. And so from my point of view as kind of a chemical engineer thinking about the safety of these industrial applications and safety of transport, I think the battery production will win that race at this point in time.
So do you think the government should forget about its dreams and plans for hydrogen and just keep sticking over to batteries?
I would never suggest that we forget about these things. I think, we face such insurmountable challenges in dealing with climate change-related issues and sustainability-related issues that we really don't want to take anything out of the potential basket. I think what's important is to keep working on green hydrogen, keep working on batteries, keep, encouraging private industry to do this stuff, but to not put all of our eggs in one basket and to be much more realistic about the potential applications and, potential for green hydrogen to replace fossil fuels, for example. And water is part of that. Being realistic, we really must kind of appreciate the fact that this green hydrogen production is going to require vast amounts of water, and that's not going to be sustainable for Australia, so it won't solve all of our problems.
Adjunct Associate Professor Madhav Sheehan is Professor in Chemical Engineering at James Cook University, speaking to Racist Edge reporter Thomas Kutis and ending that report.